drop start in 1 minute. Lift your hands. You feel that presence. It's our greatest asset. Supernatural shift, and that particular shift is happening right now. Just pray in the spirit for 20 seconds. Let us atala shakala badaba shakoko baladaka shato paraya sakoko bagadaka shakoko bagalaka Father, breathe upon your word. Touch and heal somebody. Deliver somebody. Change somebody's story to the glory of your name. In Jesus' name. Give the Lord the praise. Please take your seat. Lord, I praise. Hebrews chapter 6, verse 12. It says that ye be not slothful, but followers of them who through faith and patience inherit the promises. Through faith and patience, they inherit the promises. The Lord bless his word in Jesus' name. Possessing your possession, faith for possession, or faith for inheritance. Faith is very critical requirement for accessing one's inheritance or possession in God. And there are seven things I'd like you to know about faith. Number one, faith is the arm with which we take delivery of supernatural, we take delivery of possessions in the spirit realm, the arm. You have heard, take it by faith, receive it by faith. It is the arm. Existence without faith is like existing without a functional hand. When the woman with the issue of blood touched the hem of the garment, before her hand touched the master, her faith first touched the master. In Mark chapter 5 from verse 25 all the way down. Faith is the hand, the arm, with which we take delivery of supernatural possessions. It wasn't just the hand of the woman that took her healing. It was her faith that took her healing. The Bible said Jesus saw her faith, not her hand. Second, faith is the currency with which supernatural transactions are made. The currency with which supernatural transactions or spiritual transactions are made. You never run out of the spiritual or the supernatural if you don't run out of faith. You will always have something to show
if you have faith at hand. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Faith in the heart equals evidence in the hand. Faith in the heart equals evidence in the hand. It is only when we run out of faith that we run out of the supernatural and run out of spiritual possessions. Thirdly, faith is the force through which spiritual moves are made. It is the force with which spiritual moves are made. The Bible said when God spoke to Abraham, he moved by faith. Hebrews chapter 11 verse 5 and then verse 7. Both Noah and Enoch, verse 7. By faith Noah, being warned of God of things not yet as seen, moveth here, prepared an ark to the saving of his house. That fear was the fear of faith, the reverence of God. When God spoke to Abraham, he was called to a place which he should, after receiving an inheritance, he went out, not knowing whither he went. That is by faith. Faith is the force with which moves are made. Without the force of faith, stagnation is inevitable. It is not possible for destiny to move forward, for life to move forward, for ministry to shift forward without the force of faith. Faith is the force with which moves are made. Fourthly, faith is the spiritual sense that feels and sees what is not obvious to the physical senses. Faith is that spiritual sense that feels and sees what is not obvious to the physical senses. By the sense of faith, you can feel it, but your eyes can't see it. You can see it, but your eyes physically can't see it. You know it is there. It is right ahead. Faith is that spiritual sense that feels and sees what is not obvious to the physical senses. And you know that faith is superior to sight. Says, for we walk by faith, not by sight. Second Corinthians chapter 5 verse 7. Walk by faith, not by sight. So when you run out of faith, you lose touch with spiritual realities. When we run out of faith, we lose touch with spiritual realities. Now, how many of us know that there are many things that are real you can't see with your eyes? Oxygen is real, but you can't see it. Angels are here right now. Plenty. Spiritual things are happening every day. When you run out of faith, you lose touch with spiritual realities. Very important. And some of the things that belong to you are not physical yet. Why we look not at things that are seen, but things that are unseen. For the things that are seen are temporal, but the things that cannot be seen are spiritual. Number 4-5. Faith is the spiritual strength, or rather, is the supernatural strength and capacity to handle your possessions in God. is the supernatural strength and capacity to handle your inheritance in God. Faith gives you capacity. Faith is capacity building. Capacity to handle what God is telling you that your feeble heart cannot handle. Am I communicating? Is the supernatural strength and capacity to handle your possessions in God. When you tell an old woman that is 90 years, that is already menopause times two, that she is going to give birth to a child, the womb is already atrophying. Mammary glands are almost gone, drying up. Bodies, all the ligaments are gone. The ligaments holding the, she will prolapse on the spot if she carries a pregnancy. She will just, all the ligaments right down there, all of them are weakened by age. So carry a pregnancy just drops through. So you tell such a woman you are going to get pregnant and bring forth children, that woman needs capacity, and that capacity is only imparted by faith. That was what the Bible said directly in Hebrews chapter 11, verse 11. He said, through faith also Sarah received strength or capacity to conceive. The prophecy alone was not enough. There was a need for the faith to give her capacity to carry the pregnancy. There are things God wants to do with some of our lives, but our physical energy is too feeble to handle it. Our wisdom is too little. Our stamina is not equal to what God is saying. So it is faith that gives capacity enlargement. If it was left for only you, you cannot coordinate 500 people effectively. But God said you should pastor 100,000 people. So by faith, you get capacity to handle it. That is why many of us, the things belonging to us are ready for us, but we are not ready for it. Because capacity is lacking. Faith is the supernatural strength and capacity to handle your possessions in God. Number six, faith is the spiritual weapon for generating exploits and taking territories in the kingdom. Is the supernatural or spiritual weapon for generating exploits and taking territories in the kingdom. For some of us, what God is asking, what God has in store for you, your own possession, involves the taking of a territory. Maybe the oil and gas territory. Maybe the properties territory. Maybe the agricultural territory. Maybe a territory in education. Ministry territory. A whole community, a whole city, a whole neighborhood, a whole town. You need a weapon to fight, to take territory. That weapon is called faith. To be faithless is to be weaponless as far as exploits are concerned. As far as the taking of territories are concerned. This was what he said in Hebrews chapter 11 verse 32. Hebrews chapter 11 verse 32 said, and what shall I more say? For the time will fail me to tell of Gideon and of Barak and of Samson and of Jephthah, of David also, and Samuel, and of the prophets, who through faith subdued kingdoms. They wrought righteousness, obtained their promises, their inheritance, their possession, stopped the mouths of lions, quenched the violence of the fire, escaped the edge of the sword. Out of weakness they were made strong, they waxed valiant in fight and turned to flight
the armies of the aliens.
That is, they practically took territories
dominated by the weapon of faith.
Somebody receiving something, say amen. I don't know who God is speaking to today, but time is so short. For God is summarizing his dealings with the earth. So much must be done in a very short time. We don't have eternity to fulfill destiny. And I decree upon you today, territories shall be taken. The possessions that are yours shall be taken. The domains that are yours shall be taken. If you believe that, shout the loudest amen.
We used to sing in the late 70s. When I touch the hem of his garment, when I touch the hem of his garment, when I touch the hem of his garment, Jesus made me whole. Hallelujah. When I touch the hem of his garment, when I touch the hem of his garment, when I touch the hem of his garment, Jesus made me whole. One more time. When I touch the hem of his garment, when I touch the hem of his garment, when I touch the hem of his garment, Jesus made me whole.
Why do I say so? That is number 7. Faith is the vehicle that takes you from your position into your possession. That was what happened to the woman with the issue of blood. She was hemorrhaging for 12 solid years. Menorrhagia. Faith took her from her realm of issue of blood to her realm of total freedom. Your position is not fixed if faith is not lacking. Your position is not fixed if faith is not lacking. The distance between your position and your possession can be traveled in the vehicle of faith.
Somebody say amen. Say louder, amen. Amen.
You see, there is nothing that is not takeable. When we arrived here, they said our frontage, that is the one adjoining the road, belongs to other people. That is, it was marked that, and that is, structures were meant to come there, that is to block this one from the road. And I said, it's impossible. We are a city set on a hill that can't be healed. The corridor, it belongs to us too. It looked very impossible by every means. It is history.
There are people who have been building before. I pointed and said, these people, they are building for us.
Not today, not today. 15 years ago, 20 years ago, they are building for us. Between your position and your possession, you travel it in faith. What does faith do? 3 major things. 1. Faith moves the Almighty into action on the behalf of the saint. moves the Almighty. He said, without faith, it is impossible to move God. It is impossible to move God. Faith moves the Almighty into action on the behalf of the saints. That is, everywhere God sees faith, you don't need to ask him to come. He comes without invitation. And seeing their faith, seeing their faith, he always sees faith. Mark chapter 2 verse 1 all the way to verse 3. And again he entered into Capernaum, and after some days, and it was noised that he was in the house. And straightway many were gathered together, in so much that there was no room to receive them. No, not so much as about the door. And he preached the word unto them. And they come unto him, bringing one sick of the palsy, which was born of four. And when they could not come nigh unto him for the press, they uncovered the roof where he was. And when they had broken it up, they let down the bed wherein the sick of the palsy lay. And when he saw their faith. Faith can be seen. Because faith is an action. In Acts of the Apostles chapter 14, I think in Lystra from verse 7, 8 thereabout, Paul the Apostle was preaching and a cripple sat down. And they preached the gospel. And there sat a certain man at Lystra, impotent in his feet, being a cripple from his mother's womb, who never had walked. The same heard Paul speak, who steadfastly beholding him, and perceiving that he had faith to be healed. He saw that this man had faith to be healed. Faith can be seen. So you move God. Number two, faith defeats enemy opposition and resistance to your inheritance. It defeats enemy opposition. Faith beats the enemy hands down. See, everywhere there is an inheritance, everywhere there is a possession, there will be opposition. If God has ever given you a possession, it will attract opposition. The giants are there. The Anakims are there. This and that are there. It will attract opposition. It will attract opposition. It will attract opposition. But it is faith that beats them down. 1 John chapter 4 verse 4. For whatsoever is born of God overcometh. Alright. You are of God, little children, and have overcome them. Because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. And then verse, chapter 5 verse 4. Whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. And this is the victory that overcometh the world. Even our faith. Finally, number 3. So where faith can defeat is inevitable. Number 3. Faith positions the saint for possession. It positions the saint for possession. You are positioned to possess. Already we talked about the capacity of Sarah in Hebrews chapter 11 verse 11. By faith, you have, now listen to this, faith gives you the capacity to attain, maintain, and retain your portion in God. You attain and maintain and retain. You didn't just get what is yours. You have what is yours, and you are keeping it from being taken. Because the devil is, enemy is very daring. Do you understand what I'm saying? Listen to this. If you don't know how you got it, you will never be able to know how to keep it. There are people that get things suddenly, just entered into some breakthrough, they don't know how it came. And in Nigerian language, they say, easy come, easy go. If you are in health now, locate light that guarantees the maintenance of that health. If you have supernatural supply now, let there be a reason, scriptural light of faith that guarantees your supply. Otherwise, when economy crashes for the world, you follow them. Because you are not sustained by anything. Am I communicating at all? If you are in deliverance now, understand why the deliverance must be there. Because the way in is the way forward. How you got in is how to stay in. That's why faith is necessary. Faith is necessary for the security of your portion. The securing of your portion. The securing, the security of your possession. The security of what you have got in God. So that you don't crash when they crash. You will never crash when they crash. Somebody say amen. Somebody say amen. When the engine of the aircraft takes it up, the engine has to remain for the aircraft to remain up. If one engine shuts down, for an aircraft that has two engines, it's an emergency. And God forbid for the second engine to shut down. Do you understand what I'm saying? How you took off is how you stay up. How you went up is how. That is why faith is necessary. It causes you to attain, to maintain, to retain. So you are not having sudden breakthroughs that break down later. Explosion of a church or whatever it is, and later it disappears because it just happened by chance. We have some examples, and I'll try to be rounding up now because I'm trusting God to still speak another word if there is time. Abraham went out by faith, according to Hebrews chapter 11, verse 8. He went out by faith. He didn't know where he was going, but he went there. There are many of us here today, God has spoken to us great things. You don't know how it will happen, but by faith it is happenable. Somebody say aloud, amen. It took him faith to receive the child of promise. In Romans chapter 4, verse 17 to 20, God promised him the child, but faith brought the child. The Bible said he was strong in faith in verse 20, giving glory to God. He staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith, giving glory to God, and eventually the child came. Caleb was given a promise that lasted for 45 years. And when that promise was not forthcoming, he went out by the violence of faith. And we'll talk about that one later. In Joshua chapter 14, verse 9 to 12, all this is showing you and showing us that your possession is at the mercy of your faith. And Moses swore on that day, saying, surely the land whereon thy feet have trodden shall be thine inheritance, and thy children's forever, because thou hast wholly followed the Lord my God. And now behold, the Lord has kept me alive, as he said, these 45 years, even since the Lord spake this word unto Moses, while the children of Israel wandered in the wilderness. And now, lo, I am this day 85 years old. As yet I am as strong this day as I was in the day that Moses sent me. As my strength was then, even so is my strength now for war. Both to go out and to come in. Now therefore, give me this mountain. What God promised me has lasted 45 years, but I have not forgotten. Don't forget it because it is delaying to happen. except it is not God who said it, except it was your ambition, except it is an imitation or a competition. But this is 45 years. God said it. It must happen. I must see it. There are things I saw many, many, many years ago happening for me and happening with me and around me in ministry. Maybe some I have seen maybe almost 20 years ago. I have seen many things now, but I haven't seen many of them yet. And I will not give up. I won't give up. Because many of the other ones he showed, I have seen them. And if he has shown the other ones and I saw them, I will see this one too. He said, this is 45 years, but I must see it. And I declare to you, you shall see it. And then finally David, by faith, pulled down Goliath and delivered Israel. 1 Samuel 17, 34 to 37. We might go into that. You can read that on your own. Question is, what is the way of faith? This faith that leads us to our possession. What way is the way of faith? Number one, feed on light. Faith feeds. So number one, what is your way of faith? What is your counsel on the journey of faith? Number one, feed on light. On rhema. Romans 10, 17. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Feed on light. Truth is, faith is kept alive by light. And to maintain fresh faith, you require fresh light. Inasmuch as you don't depend on last year's food to have this year's strength, in the same manner, if the strength of faith must be maintained, freshness of light must be supplied. And you know light is in degrees. If the light you had has not generated enough faith to produce the result you desire, seek brighter light from Scripture. You know there is some light you have, you put in a room and there is still darkness around. But there is a light you put and then you cannot find the darkness. Feed on light. Hear this. When you begin to run out of light, you begin to run out of faith. Every time you feel your faith shaky, maybe your light is scanty. Number two, see it as real. Or picture the reality. In that same Hebrew where we read earlier on, it said Moses persevered as seeing the invisible. That was Hebrews chapter 11. Verse 13, 14, thereabout. He persisted as one who was seeing the invisible. 27. By faith he forsook Egypt, not fearing the wrath of the king, for he endured as seeing him who is invisible. Visible. I like to say this to you. Reality always happens twice. First in the mind, then in real life. It happens twice. This building we are sitting inside now happened twice. I gave the concept to the architects who brought, they brought to me about six drawings. We grouped a group of architects in our church. And they brought about six drawings. And I looked at this, looked at this, looked at this. I said, okay, this is the one. That is the one I talked about. When the design was commencing, it was saying, the thought was that this span is too wide. This is like 274 meters from that door to this door. That's like 3 football fields in length. And then from here down there, so by how many hundred and something. It's not possible. I mean, it's going to be very difficult for it to go all the way without pillar. So pillars were moved from the center but moved close there. And I said, no pillar at all. What we're talking about is no pillar at all. Is it possible? Yes. Structural engineer went to work. Finished his work and then consulted with a professor of structural engineering. Notable in one of the universities. And they all sat and looked at it. And said, oh yeah, this is possible. If this weight can be distributed here and there. And if we are going to multiply this kind of beams here and there. And we are ready to spend some money for strength of beam. Oh yes, let the money be spent. Let the money be spent and let the vision be realized. So this was seen twice. If you must see that church explode, you must see it twice. If you must see strange supernatural supply, you must see it twice. You see, things don't happen by accident. I have seen buildings that are like 1/10 of this one, or 1 foot that is filled with pillars. The place, if where you are is filled with pillar, no problem. Just filled everywhere. If the vision coordinator didn't see pillar, no architect can put it. No architect can put it. Structural engineer can't fix it. To see what you believe is your portion until it appears like it has happened. Don't ever forget, for as long as you live, reality happens twice. And if you are a man of vision, don't ever let anybody convince you that what you are seeing is not possible. How many of you remember Robert Schuller, the one who said tough times never last, but tough people do? He asked an architect, one of the best architects in Orange County, to design for him a glass cathedral that has no columns, nothing holding, and just glass cathedral. That's it there. Crystal cathedral, all glass. He said, so you can worship and be seen through the sky up into heaven. And the man is just a possibility man. So the architect came to him and said, what you are saying, sir, is impossible. So he gave his dictionary to the architect and said, please show me the definition of impossible. What is the definition of impossible? In his own dictionary, he cut it out. His dictionary, he cut it out. The word impossible, he cut it out of his dictionary. So the architect couldn't find it. When the architect looked at the dictionary, he couldn't find impossible. He says, what's happening? He says, impossible does not exist in my dictionary. Go and find it. The architect came later, and that is the structure. Hey. From this moment forward, I see somebody stepping into a realm of results. Where they say it has been impossible, you will see it made possible. Shout the loudest, amen. Take your seat. Don't forget that reality happens twice. God asked Abraham to see the stars first before he brought in physical children. It happens twice. As far as your eyes can see, I'll give to you. It happens twice. What have you seen? I see the rod of an almond tree. You have seen well. I will hasten my word to perform. Jeremiah chapter 1 verse 11 and 12. See it as real. Number 3. Change your mindset. Change your mindset means drop limiting beliefs. Those beliefs that limit you, drop them. Drop limiting beliefs. Proverbs 23 and in verse 7 said, as he thinketh in his heart, so is he. Listen, the limit of the mind is usually the limit of life. The limit of the mind is usually the limit of life. I heard Papa Yedeko said something very funny about a man. Young man was like in his 30s. 20s and 30s. He said, anytime you say anything to him, he say, at this my age, at this my age, he was always talking like an old man. By the time he became like 35 or something, he was looking like 60 or 70 or 80. He aged by choice. Why, there are many of us who refuse to age also by choice. I told my daughter, I said, when I became the age of around 25, 26, I decided to remain there. I just remained there. Hallelujah. Change limiting mindsets. You know, a change of mind translates into a change of life. And when the prodigal son came to himself, everything changed. A change of mind translates into a change of life. When Mary was finding it difficult to believe, the angel had to change her mind. How can this thing be, seeing I know not a man? This is impossible. Nobody from my family has neared what you are talking about. People don't do well. The angel convinced her. It's the Holy Ghost that will do it, not you. Okay? Don't rely on yourself. The Holy Ghost shall come upon you. The power of the highest shall overshadow you. And the holy thing that is born of you shall be called the Son of the Highest. In case you are not convinced, there is your cousin Elizabeth. And like they say in our place, Eliza. Who has also conceived a son in her old age. And this is the 6th month with her, who they used to call barren. For with God, nothing shall be impossible. So she changed her mind. And Mary said, okay, I'm convinced. I am the handmaid of the Lord. Let it be unto me according to your word. And the angel departed from her. Verse 39. The angel departed from her. And Mary arose in haste. Already, she has already conceived by fire. Change your mindset. If nobody has seen the result you are expecting, maybe God wants you to be the first person. Are you hearing what I'm saying here today? Mary was the very first person. We have known of people who were barren, but they had husbands. They had relationships. She was the very first person in scripture to give birth to a child without a man or woman meeting each other. First. And in the journey of faith, When you are on the journey of faith, you are on the journey of pace setters, trend setters, history makers, world shakers. Change mindset. Think outside the box. Number four, declare it boldly. Declare it boldly. What does it do to you? You declare it to give it life. The life of your expectation is communicated by your declaration. The words I speak to you, they are spirit and they are life. John 6:63. And as he spake to me, the spirit entered into me. Life and death is in the power of the tongue. The life of that project is in the words of your mouth. Give it life. Have you heard something today? Have you heard something today? Give it life. Look at them and say, give it life. Ay, 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 ay. The second reason is words carry spirits. So the word of God spoken from your mouth releases the spirit of God into the expectation. And the move of the spirit is the creation of things. Genesis chapter 1 from verse 1. The spirit moved. Words carry spirit. Thirdly, what you believe is not real until it is declared. 2 Corinthians chapter 4 verse 13, we also, having the same spirit of faith, according as it is written, I believed and therefore have I spoken. What is real in your heart does not become real in your life until it is spoken out of the mouth. Finally, thoughts may be wishes, but words are laws. When you speak, you set spiritual laws into motion. 10 days to the finishing of this sanctuary for dedication, we had hundreds of millions of naira to go. Everybody has been informed, Papa Yedeko is coming for dedication, that the GO will be passing. Will be involved. We're even expecting Rehad Bonke. Everything was set until the final moment. You know, Maurice Cerullo, everybody. And you cannot bring people here, and then one thing or the other is not in place up here. And when they showed me humongous bill, many, many, many hundreds of zeros, we had a reserve that is just a fraction of the total amount. We're trusting God for. And they were asking if they should pull out the reserve. I said, this reserve is not even going to be able to do anything. So leave it there. This money, fresh money that is required. You're not talking of, under normal circumstances, it's not something you are expecting in a month or months. And you are saying within 10 days it should arrive. Long story made short, it arrived until there was change after the dedication. Am I communicating? Thoughts may be wishes, but words are laws. And I make sure I speak it. It is coming. Wherever it is coming. How many of you know that? He said, my God shall supply all your needs according to his riches in glory. All your needs according to his riches in glory. If you need an aircraft to do the work of God, he didn't say, my God shall cause you to buy it. You can have it without buying it. You can have a church fully built without you building it. Declare it boldly. Number five, act confidently. Confidently. Act confidently. The meaning of that is function in the light of your faith. To believe it is to behave it. To believe it is to behave it. Lord, please let this rain stop as I'm going out for this evangelism. And then you carry umbrella. Your prayer is answered. Your prayer is answered. It's not compulsory. I mean, rain can fall. Rain is doing his own work. Your prayer is answered. Plus one minus one equals zero. Hallelujah. Now, at times you will be acting it. People will think you are mad. Until people think you are mad, you haven't started on this journey yet. There should be times where people think you have lost your mind. There are times you lose your gentility. You lose your civility. They will think you are not civilized. A person who went to school like this, behaving like this. It is in that realm that you see drastic things. Thou son of David, have mercy on me. They say, shut up. Say, I should shut up because you will give me your eyes. Will you give me your eyes? He shouted them all. He threw away his cloth. Listen, what carried different people to the house of the blacksmith differs. Do you understand what I'm saying? Some people is only knife to scrape yam that brought them. Your own, you came to buy ding gun for hunting. It's a more serious man. So the person who is looking for small knife may be dragging his feet. You are looking for more serious matters. That's why you shouldn't allow anybody's action inside church to intimidate your fire and your passion. There are people who think you are too fanatic. They are too lukewarm. And they think you are too much on fire. Let them remain with their lukewarmness and proceed with your fire. And at the end of the day, there will be a difference. Those who laughed at us and mocked at us and thought we are wasting our life and wasting our time following God, we wasted our youth. They are not laughing now. They can't. They can't laugh now. And I see a couple of them. I come across them. Many are stranded, looking for money, looking for one thing or the other, receiving the ends of everything. When you want to act faith, you will be called a fool. They will call you a fanatic. They will call you lost your mind. They will call you are not civilized. They will call you your own is too much. But everybody is entitled to their opinion. Somebody say aloud, amen. Take your seat. Now, there's something I want to tell you, and I don't want you to forget it for the rest of your life. Faith action switches on supernatural dynamics of results. It switches on a supernatural dynamic of results. It switches supernatural dynamics of results. Faith action. When you act in faith in the physical, there is something switched on in the spiritual that people don't see. When God asked Israel to move into the Red Sea, the people are crying, and the Lord and Moses said, and God said, "Why are the people crying in my ears? Tell them to go forward. Go forward like how? Into the Red Sea. Yes, let them go forward." And the people went forward. Go forward and let's see whether the Red Sea will stand. And then he told Moses to carry a rod. Moses carried the rod. Struck the Red Sea opened. And the people began to pass. That faith action was doing something else that you didn't know. In Exodus chapter 15, verse 12 to 17, it is captured. It said, "Thou stretched out thy right hand, the earth swallowed them. Thou in thy mercy hast led forth the people, which thou hast redeemed. Thou hast guided them in thy strength unto thy holy habitation." Now look at this now. The people shall hear. While you are doing your own thing as God told you, the people shall hear and be afraid. Sorrow shall take hold of the inhabitants of Palestina. Then the dukes of Edom shall be amazed. The mighty men of Moab, trembling shall take hold upon them. All the inhabitants of Canaan shall melt away. Fear and dread shall fall upon them. By the greatness of thine arm, they shall be as still as stone till your people pass over. These people are marching in the Red Sea and people are convulsing somewhere. Till thy people pass over. They are still passing through the Red Sea. They are still passing, and there is a supernatural, spiritual sound dynamics. They are hearing something, feeling something, causing to quake. If the people stood still, those people will hear nothing. Do you understand what I'm talking about? There is an action of faith you took here that God will talk to somebody in California about you. All you did was just to take a faith action. You just moved. You just took a step. And God spoke to somebody in Australia that there is so and so person in Nigeria, a pastor. He showed them a vision. Go and take over and build that structure. Some of the people that God has used in one way or the other, some of them are not in this church at all. Some are not even in this country. That is in one way or the other. And that is one way or the other. I don't know them. I haven't seen them. Especially for the first time. Do you understand what I'm talking about? Look at what happened here in Joshua chapter 3, verse 13 and 14. Joshua chapter 3, he said, "And it shall come to pass as soon as the soles of the feet of the priests that bear the ark of the Lord of all the earth, as he shall rest in the waters of Jordan, that the waters of Jordan shall be cut off." Is it not madness when God said, move into what? Enter Jordan. It's madness. He said, but as you step into Jordan, that faith action sets a dynamic in motion. It will cause some things to happen that is beyond your power, that is beyond your influence, that is beyond your wisdom, beyond your connection. You don't understand what I'm saying. You see, when the Bible tells us to do things, there are things we don't know. Okay, what about the lepers in Samaria? 2 Kings chapter 7 verse 3 to 7. 2 Kings chapter 7 verse 3 to 7. "And there were four leprous men at the entering in of the gate. And they said one to another, 'Why sit we here till we die?
If we say we'll enter into the city, then the famine is in the city, and we shall die there. And if we sit still here, we die also. Now therefore come, and let us fall unto the host of the Syrians. If they save us alive, we shall live. If they kill us, we shall but die. And they rose up in the twilight to go unto the camp of the Syrians. And when they were come to the uttermost part of the camp of Syria, behold, there was no man there. For the Lord has made the host of the Syrians to hear a noise of chariots. The move of the lepers became a noise in the camp of the enemy. Do you understand? Four lepers. The footstep of the leper cannot be solid on the ground because the phalanges, what we call it now, they are all gone. The toes are gone. Leprosy killed the toes. Their hands are like that. And they are moving. And it is those kind of footsteps that have become. It caused them to hear. Until you make the move, your enemy will not hear the noise. Until you make the move, the enemy will not hear the sound of alarm. But there are moves you need to make for the enemy to disappear from where they are. Until you make that move, faith action sets things in motion to bring to pass desired manifestations. It sets things in motion. Master, I have toiled all the night, I got nothing. Nevertheless, at thy word. And as he did so, things happened. Fishes must have come from everywhere. This is very exciting, very interesting, and very sweet. When you make moves, in the realm where you see nothing, things are moving. Did you hear what I just said? When you make the moves of faith, in that realm where you see nothing, things are moving. So, act confidently. Number 6, praise excitedly to confirm your victory, to validate your faith. Don't wait until it has happened. Psalm 106 verse 12 said, when we believe in God, we sing his praise. Romans 4:20 said, Abraham was strong in faith. Praise authenticates your faith. Praise excitedly. Number 7, remain in faith. Especially when it appears like things are not happening as fast as you thought. Remain in faith. Persist in belief. Don't shift ground. Don't give up halfway. We read it in Hebrews chapter 6 verse 12. Through faith and patience. Remain in faith. Persist in belief. Don't shift ground. Don't give up halfway. And you know that persistence wears out resistance. And you know that consistency is key to victory. Remain in faith. Finally, take it a step at a time. What's the meaning of that? Celebrate little victories. Celebrate little victories. God saw the first day, saw that it was good before he went to the next day. He didn't create the whole world in one day.
How many of you know he had the power, if possible? But by the creation of the world, stage by stage, he shows us that our entire possession may not come at once.
Am I communicating? God could have made everything together, fishes, earth, everything, plus man, one day. But that is not the protocol of God. Somebody say amen. If you are a pastor of a church, I'd like you to understand that one thing or the other is growing per time. If the attendance didn't grow physically, maybe the altar call was more massive than it used to. Maybe somebody backslid, returned, something. Something is growing. You should check it. Don't use just one parameter to confirm whether you are going forward or not. And for every little victory you see, celebrate it. It is the secret of major victories. Let me read something to you. Exodus 23:28-30. You say, I will send hornets before thee, which shall drive out the Hivite, the Canaanite, and the Hittite from before thee. I will not drive them out from before you in 1 year. I have the power, but I will not. Meaning is, I won't cause you to inhabit all the land just at once, in case the land become desolate and the field, beast of the field, multiply against you. I can give you sudden breakthroughs, but it may destroy you. I can give you instant possessions, but it may finish you. Deuteronomy 7:22. Is that not serious? And the Lord thy God will put out those nations before thee by little and little. Thou may not consume them at once, lest the beast of the field increase upon you. We are looking for what to eat. Suddenly you have 100 billion in your account. Then you realize there's no need for church. Is it church that brought it? No need for pastor. In fact, let me even invite the pastor and tell him what to preach next Sunday. This tithe is too big for that church. You know, even as a servant of God, here you are struggling with where 2 or 3 are gathered. And then overnight, congregation of 50,000. Then you carry your shoulder. He said, the beast will multiply. The beast of pride. The beast inside. It will multiply. And it will consume you. So, take it easy. Go gradually. Hurry slowly. Stand up on your feet. That is what turns people into false prophets. They want it on the spot. They want to see the vision now, see the prophecy now, pull people out of wheelchair on the spot. They want to catch all the money, everything. All. God is too slow, so they just look for power. Just look for something. Then now I have arrived. Our journey, our own journey is definable from the late 70s. We have pursued for a long time. 3 days dry fasting in 1979. I did special number in the church at the age of 9. The man who gave us the opportunity just passed on now. At the age of 9, my brother was 7 years old. We went and said, we want to sing special number. Now, I don't know the key on which we sang it today. There can't be any key. I even pity the congregation that were subjected to that special number.
kill. You know, and I said, we have special number. You know, it was just in the heart from childhood. You want to serve God, you want passion, you are just passionate. And then God is helping to see little things now. Major things are coming. But all of a sudden, somebody just, I want to have what they have. I want to become how Bishop Oyedepo. Bishop Oyedepo, he is 51 years old in the Lord. 51 years old in the Lord, not in age. How can you be born? That is the person somebody wants to be like now. He wants to now, just now. He said, I have the power to give you the whole land at once, but I don't want to destroy you. What a faithful God. What kind of prosperity will send you to hell? And it is for the benefit of who? The benefit of God or the benefit of you? I won't give it to you. There are some of us, he said, I have great plans for you, but there are beasts you need to deal with first. The love of money, vice of avarice, arrogance, anger, pride, jealousy, bitterness, unclean living. That is why accept your status per time. If your age mates are driving a car you don't have money to buy, don't kill yourself. Don't kill yourself. Don't ever kill yourself. Oh, we are all pastors and see the rent, see the house is living inside, or see the car is driving. I have never struggled to be anybody or to be like anybody. I don't know how they went and got it. I don't know what they did. And if God decided to bless them that way and he's holding my own, only he knows why. I wait for my time. Many people, imitation, competition, all manner of things have pushed people into things. Borrowing, begging, putting members under pressure, all manner of things that are not convenient. Take it a step at a time. When somebody testifies of headache here, we celebrate as if it was a dead man that was raised. But can you heal one person? If your dog comes with headache now, can you heal him with your power? Not a dog about a man. Dog came and said, headache. No. But I see we shall make it. We shall make it. You don't have any classmate. You are in a class alone. Your teacher is God. He determines your promotion per time. So that we can calm down and let God help us. Let God help us. There is a way God does things for us that is a bit different from most people. Just now we got about 40 buses for a start, minimally. 20 of them are on this ground. And without any dime of stress, no dime of borrowing, no dime of overdraft, nothing. There is a way he does it, if you can wait. And waiting is not wasting. Especially if it is God you are waiting on. You are not wasting your life. Waiting is not wasting if it is God you are waiting on. I pray God helps me to preach the second message this morning. Lift up your hands, people, and let us appreciate him. Lift your hands and let's appreciate him. Ooh.
I need to hear your voice, Lord, above the noise of the world, above the... I need to hear your voice, Lord. I need to hear your voice, Lord.
I don't know why it's coming now, but I believe that God wants to speak to someone. Don't kill yourself. Don't kill yourself. Just wait on God and do His will. And a step at a time. But for someone here in this season, your long wait is about to be justified. Your patience is about to be rewarded. Let's go.
Lord, I need your voice above all other needs. Lord, I need to heal so desperately.
For with your voice.
For with your voice, your presence is assured. And with your voice, the future is greater.
Lord, I
need.
With your voice,
let me your voice of
voice. Father, once you have spoken twice, I will hear. Let me hear again clearly what you are saying. Father, speak it again in my ears and give me clarity. Give me direction, clarity. Lift your voice and speak to God. Father, we give you the honor. Father, we give you the adoration. Father, we give you the worship. Blessed be your name. Honor to your name. Adoration to your name. Thank you, Master. And thank you, Master. I declare a new day and a new season. Thank you, Master. In Jesus' precious name. We're going to get another very sharp word. But before we step in, I know that we are fully loaded. But we came all the way this week to have a change of story. We'll give God 7 minutes of praise. Since praise is one of the things we do in faith. Is there something you are expecting God to do for you before this year ends? Praise Him for it now. Within the next 7 minutes. 31st of December is not permitted to arrive until your expectations come to pass. God will use this season to confirm to you that those who wait on Him don't waste a life. Are you ready for that? All right. Aggressive, brutal celebration. Let's go.
Somebody give Jesus a shout of praise. Let's go. 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 Let's go
Father, we give you the praise and we give you the honor and we give you the adoration. Blessed be your name. In Jesus' precious name. Give the Lord a big clap of hand. Take your seat. We appreciate God for his goodness. We had many people among us yesterday we were not able to recognize because of service. Bishop Fidelis Ubong, we appreciate your presence. The Lord bless you. Reverend Niyama also, I think they skipped your name when the introduction was going on. God bless you. We appreciate you all in Jesus' precious name. Really, maybe going after the first session, but I just noticed that we have so much to deal with in this conference that if we don't follow it like this, we'll just finish the conference without finishing everything that needs to be touched. This moment, we are going to be looking at possessing your divine deliverance and liberty inheritance. Our objective is to know what to do to be truly free. Galatians chapter 3, verse 13 and 14, the Bible said, Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us, as it is written, cursed is everyone that hangeth on a tree, that the blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentiles through Jesus Christ, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. The meaning of that is, deliverance is our heritage. Liberty is our inheritance in redemption. Yesterday we saw John chapter 8 verse 32. You shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Make you free. And if the Son of Man has set you free, you are free indeed. So the truth is the Son of Man. I am the way, the truth, and the life. Yesterday we saw that every encounter with the Master is an encounter for freedom. Encounter with Jesus is an encounter for deliverance. Colossians chapter 1, verse 12, all the way to verse 14. Colossians chapter 1, verse 12 to verse 14. He said, giving thanks unto the Father, which has made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light, who has delivered us from the power of darkness and has translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son. Calvary includes our deliverance. Our deliverance. Colossians chapter 2, verse 13 and 14 also gives us light. He said, and you being dead in your sins and the uncircumcision of your flesh has he quickened together with him, having forgiven you all trespasses, blotting out the handwriting of ordinances that was against us, which was contrary to us. He took it out of the way, nailing it to his cross. And then, having spoiled principalities and powers, he made a show of them openly, triumphing over them in it. Somebody say hallelujah. Oh yes, we've come from a family of witchcraft, a family of diabolism and charm, occultism, ancestral curses, all manner of things. How do I walk free? What do I do to be free from the limitations of my ancestors? What do I do to be truly free and transmit to my next generation generational blessings and not generational curses? What do I do to be free? Number one,
What do I do to access my heritage of divine deliverance? Number one, be free in the mind. In the mind. For as he thinketh in his heart, so is he. Be free in the mind.
2 Corinthians chapter 10 verse 3 to 5. For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they are mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalted itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ.
Having in a readiness to revenge every disobedience, all disobedience, when your obedience is fulfilled. Be free in the mind. Cast down imaginations. Cast down limiting thoughts. The Lord showed me that the greatest freedom happens in the mind. And the greatest bondage happens in the mind.
I preached many years ago on mental bondage. I also preached on mental renovation. I wish that they can resurrect those messages for the benefit of some people. Anybody who is not free in the mind can never be free in life.
Be free in the mind. That means I can't be bound. What happens to others in my family can't happen to me.
If they don't know what I know, I cannot experience what they are experiencing. Be free in the mind. Jesus set me free. I cannot be bound. Be free in the mind. Calvary took it all off. Be free in the mind from the spell of rejection. Be free in the mind from the spell of inferiority complex. Be free
in the mind. How many of you know that Moses took Israel out of Egypt, but he couldn't take Egypt out of Israel? Do you understand the meaning of that? He brought them out of Egypt, but Egypt was inside them. When they continued, to long for Egypt, take us back. Take us back. That is the situation where the slave has fallen in love with the chain. Take us back. And when the slave is in love with the chain, freedom is not possible. Take us back. Do you know a time comes when the chain can move from the leg and move to the head? Move to the mind. You heard the story of the Perona fish, where it moves freely inside an aquarium. And then they put a glass partition between the two sides of the aquarium. And every time he wants to dive, he thinks that it is straight because it is glass, it's water. And he just hits the glass. He turns back, he hits the glass. He turns back, he hits the glass. He continues like that until one day they remove the glass partition. And it is located in one portion of the aquarium. He doesn't attempt to cross to the other side. Even though the limitation is removed physically, but it is still in his mind. Do you know there are people who are perpetually, they perpetually believe something is wrong with them? Say, Pastor, I understand what I'm talking about. Something is wrong with me. Do you know that extreme madness is a situation where somebody suspects everybody?
Jesus. Test everybody with that person they are talking about. It's me they are talking about. It is me they are talking about.
Be free in the mind. Otherwise, there is no apostle, no prophet on earth that can pray you into freedom. Number two, be free by the word. He sent forth his word and delivered them and healed them and delivered them from all their destructions. Be free by the word. Psalm 107 verse 20. John chapter 8 verse 32. You shall know the truth and the truth shall make you free. And that truth is also the word. John chapter 1 verse 5. The light shines in darkness and the darkness comprehends it not. By the word. Somebody said, every time he closed his eyes, all he saw was nightmares. Lord, what is the way out? And God showed him Psalm 127, verse 2. It is vain for you to rise up early, to sit up late, to eat the bread of sorrows, for so he giveth his beloved sleep. Oh, God can give sleep. If God can give sleep, can he give me nightmares? No. From today, Lord, I receive sleep from you. That was the end of nightmares. Be free by the word.
If there are situations around your life, bondage situations you don't know what to do about, Lord, show me the word that shows me the way out of this.
Be free by the word. Number three, be free by your praise. Songs carry deliverance power. Psalm 32 and in verse 7.
Thou art my hiding place. Thou shalt preserve me from trouble. Thou shalt compass me about with songs
of deliverance. 1 Samuel chapter 16 verse 23. Saul was manifesting madness. The evil spirit came and David took a harp and played with his hand. And Saul was refreshed and the evil spirit departed from him. Acts chapter 16 verse 25 and 26.
And at midnight, Paul and Silas prayed and sang praises unto God.
And the prisoners heard them. Suddenly, there was an earthquake, great earthquake, so that the foundations of the prisons were shaken, and immediately all the doors were opened, and everyone's bands were loosed. Do the praise yourself, but most importantly, you can saturate your climate with praise. Sleep inside worship. Anointed worship, not entertainment. Sleep inside heavy worship. Be free by your praise, by your worship.
Number four, be free by your service. Let my people go
that they may serve me. Exodus 7:16. And Exodus 8:2.
Let my people go that they may serve me.
Service is a covenant that has inside it the package of liberty.
You shall serve the Lord your God. He shall bless your bread and your water.
He shall take away sicknesses from you. There shall nothing cast their young. The number of your days I will fulfill. It's a covenant. Serve heartily. Serve dedicatedly. Be free by your service. Number Number five,
be free by your utterance. Be free by your utterance. Life and death is in the power of the tongue. We already saw that.
Proverbs chapter 18, verse 21.
Death and life are in the power of the tongue. Your words can be your liberation, and your words can be your frustration. Be free by your utterance.
I cannot be bound. I cannot be free. It doesn't matter the devil you are in. It doesn't matter what you dreamt in the night. The just shall not live by his dreams. The just shall live by his faith.
Proverbs chapter 6 and in verse 2. He said, thou art ensnared. Thou art snared with the words of your mouth. Thou art taken with the words of thy mouth. Be free by your utterance. Speak your way out of the prison. Speak your way out of affliction. Speak your way out of captivity and bondage. Be free by your utterance. That was number one. Number five. Number six.
Be free by your sacrifice. Be free by your sacrifice. Psalm 126 verse 1. He said, when the Lord turned again the captivity of Zion, we were like them that dream. Then was our mouth filled with laughter and our tongue with singing. Then said they among the heathen, the Lord has done great things for them. The Lord has done great things for us, wherein we are glad. Turn again our captivity, O Lord, as the streams in the south. They that sow in tears shall reap in joy. That is called sacrifice. Sacrifice has power to terminate captivity, has power to break bondage.
Genesis chapter 8, verse 20.
And Noah builded an altar unto the Lord, and took of every clean beast and of every clean fowl, and offered burnt offerings on the altar. And the Lord smelled a sweet savour, and the Lord said in his heart, I will not again curse. You see, he offered sacrifice, and the Lord took off the curse. I will not curse the ground anymore for man's sake. For the imagination of man's heart is evil from his youth. Neither will I again smite anymore everything living as I have done. And while the earth remaineth, seed time and harvest, and cold and heat, and summer and winter, and day and night shall not cease. As directed by the Lord, as led by the Lord may place in your heart a sacrifice that may be targeted towards terminating a particular captivity. It has happened in the lives of many people, and you can be free by your sacrifice. Number seven, be free by the prophetic mantle.
Hosea chapter 12 verse 13.
And by a prophet the Lord brought Israel out of Egypt, and by a prophet was he preserved. The prophet is for the liberation and the preservation of the people. And by a prophet he brought Israel out of Egypt, and by a prophet was he preserved. Somebody say amen. One day Jesus was in the temple in Luke, I believe in chapter 13. And he saw a woman that was bound. And he said, woman, thou art loosed. And on the spot, chain broke. Two Sundays ago, a woman testified here. 40 years old she was. No man had ever branched near her to say, hello, how are you? Can I marry you? Nothing. Her mother in America sent to her in Nigeria, have you heard of dunamis before? Locate that church now. I watch it here all the time. So she went to church in Lagos, in Bagada Church. And then went to the location near her. And then in the dream of the night, she saw myself standing in front of her. And I said the reproach was over. I think took up the cloth from her and wiped her face. The next day, men arrived. And the problem was the problem of choice. Who do I choose? And the problem continued on. God helped her to choose one person. And at the end of the day, she was standing here testifying. The prophet's mantle is strong enough to deal with the people's battle. Except it's not your prophet. Except it's someone else. The prophet's mantle is strong enough to deal with the people's battle. And as I stand there, I decree, I prophesy, I announce. Everyone hearing the sound of my voice that is in any form of captivity or bondage, it is terminated. It is broken. It is terminated. Overnight tonight, somebody will have a prophetic encounter, a divine visitation, an encounter of the night that will change your story. You believe it, shout the loudest. Amen.
Take your seat. Believe the Lord your God, so shall you be established. And believe in his prophets, so shall you prosper. So there is the time where you place your faith. Lord, this is my prophet. I make demands on the mantle he carries to set me free from this barrenness. I make demands on the mantle on his life to set me free from this perennial singleness. Be free by the prophetic, the prophet's mantle. Number 8. Be free by spiritual engagement. We talked about that on Monday when we dealt with the singles heritage of for marital and family heritage. Be free by spiritual engagement. This is setting yourself apart to seek God in prayer, fasting, study.
He said, in that day, the burden shall be lifted from off your shoulder. Isaiah chapter 10, verse 27. And the yoke from off your neck, and the yoke shall be destroyed because of the anointing. One translation said, the yoke can no longer go around your neck because you are too fat for the yoke. You are too fat for the yoke. That is, in that day, their body will be lifted from your shoulders, their yoke from your neck. The yoke will be broken because you have grown so fat. That is, you came to the point where what the enemy put on your neck cannot hold you anymore. You ate word, you ate revelation until you grew fat. You fasted until you became fat in the spirit. And then the yoke just scattered.
Matthew chapter 17 verse 21 said, this kind goeth not out, but by fasting, prayer and fasting. Isaiah chapter 58 verse 6 and then in verse 8, he said, is this not the fast I have chosen? To loose the bands of wickedness, to undo the heavy burdens, and to let the oppressed go free, and that you break every yoke. When you talk about deliverance, most people, the only thing they know is this fasting. It's one aspect of it. It is fast, it is word, it is prayer. All together is an engagement. It's like you set out a whole week. You set out 3 days, you set out a month, whatever. And then you are engaging firefully. And at the end of the day, something broke. Be free by spiritual engagement. And this includes, of course, violent, aggressive prayer and fasting. That's number 8. Number 9, be free. through the voice of the Lord. The voice of the Lord brings freedom. That is, God just said something to you, and that thing showed you the way of escape. Bible said the voice of the Lord is powerful. The voice of the Lord breaketh the cedars of Lebanon. The Lord of glory thundereth upon the waters. Isaiah chapter 30. Yeah, start from verse 1. Psalm 29. Give unto the Lord, O ye mighty. Give unto the Lord glory and strength. Give unto the Lord the glory due unto his name. Worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. The voice of the Lord is upon the waters. The God of glory thundereth. The Lord is upon many waters. The voice of the Lord is powerful. The voice of the Lord is full of majesty. It breaketh cedars, so it can break chains. It can break chains. It breaks cedars. It can break open prison doors. Is God speaking to anybody here at all? Isaiah chapter 30 verse 31. He said, for through the voice of the Lord shall the Assyrian be beaten down, which smote with a rod. That is, God just showed you something, and God just said something to you, and it terminated years of affliction. Told you the story of a woman who testified in our church. Sores in the mouth. Couldn't be healed by anything. Then she saw a vision, a revelation, or a dream in the night, where she was chewing sugar cane. And she woke up in the morning, bought sugar cane, chewed the sugar cane. That was the end of the mouth ulcer. Only God knew the mystery behind the ulcer and showed her what was the therapy of the mouth ulcer. Does that mean that anytime you have sore in your mouth, you buy sugar cane? No. There is a specific revelation for a specific affliction. There is a specific revelation for a specific frustration. One young man saw in the dream of the night, he saw eggs. It was a driver near the ministry, one of the ministries near our old church in Area 1 there, the Area 1 church. And then just driving. And then he saw eggs. He woke up in the morning and say, it looks like I'm to do egg business. He started traveling to Jos to buy eggs and brought to towns, supplying 5-star hotels, Sheraton, Hilton, and so on. In a short while, he began to make in one day what he was making in a month. And then built a house in Abuja here from egg money. And all he saw was one vision. God will show you one thing and speak one thing to you that will end your affliction forever. If you are saying amen, shout the loudest, amen. If you are saying amen, shout the loudest, amen. If you are saying amen, shout the loudest, amen. Now, of course, freedom. All right, that was number 9. Number 10, be free by the blood. Every opportunity to apply or engage the blood is an opportunity for liberty. Don't take the communion carelessly. Zechariah chapter 9 verse 11. As for thee also, by the blood of thy covenant, I have sent forth your prisoners out of the pit, wherein is no water. Prisoners can come out of the pit by the blood of the covenant. Revelation chapter 12 verse 11. And they overcame the devil by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. There is victory by the blood. Satan, the blood of Jesus is against you. Spirit husband, I plead the blood against you. Serpentine occultic spirit, the blood is against you. I take this blood, this communion, and we'll be taking that tonight. I take it as my freedom from every satanic agenda. And in the name of Jesus, that freedom shall be wrought. Somebody say amen. Is there anybody who is going to be free and is already free today? How many of you believe this conference is not permitted to end until every chain breaks? You believe that? Stand on your feet and shout out praise. Hallelujah. This is a shorter one than the last one, right? Yes. Be free. Go through the messages. Take your time and just employ them. God is no respecter of persons. What he has done for one, he can do for another. Employ them, apply them stage by stage, and liberty is guaranteed. Lift your hands and lift your voices and let's appreciate him. Worship him, honor him. I need some of our guys on the mic here, and we can take just 5 minutes, and you are going to pray with all the brutality you possess. Every chain, every yoke, and every bondage on my life, today is your end. Everything my Father in heaven has not planted in my life, you are not exceeding today. Forever, spirit husband, spirit wife, spirit children, serpent spirit, ancestral curse, witchcraft operation, you are not exceeding today in my life. Are you ready?
Lift up your hands and your voice and say after me, say, Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for your word. I thank you for liberty. I thank you for freedom. I receive it now. In the name of Jesus, I refuse. I reject every curse, every ancestral curse, every generational curse, every family curse, every work of the occult, every work of witches, every work of wizards. You have no place in my life. You have no place in my destiny. You have no place in my future. By the blood of Jesus, I overcome every bondage, every captivity around me now. I overcome you. I overcome the weaknesses of my father's house. I overcome the liability of my mother's life. By the blood of Jesus, I overcome now. Open your mouth and pray. Thank you. there is any particular bondage you know that must die now, mention it. Anything in your life, this near success syndrome, struggle without resolve, spirit husband, spirit wife, spirit of alcoholism, drunkenness, immoral devil, whatever it is, mention it and ask it to die now. Open your mouth and say, in the name of Jesus,
in the name of Jesus,
you satanic affliction,
you satanic
trap,
you
satanic bondage,
captivity
around my life. Open your mouth, mention whatever it is. Say, today is your end.
Today is your end.
I command you. In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
By the power.
And the fire.
Of the Holy Ghost.
Of the Holy Ghost.
Be destroyed.
Be destroyed.
Now. Open your mouth. Jesus, so shall it be. Lift your hands higher. While we are in this process, anyone who is here for the first time, you want to make your ways right with Jesus? Right. You want to make your ways right with Jesus. You want today to mark a turning point for you. You want forgiveness for your sins. Kindly pick your Bibles and your bags and step forward here and let us receive you. Pastor, the Bible says, if I regard iniquity in my heart, the Lord will not hear me. The blood of Jesus may not intervene for you as you live continuously in sin. Today, the first thing the blood will do for you is to wash away your sins and make you a new person. I have decided to follow Jesus Christ. I have decided to follow Jesus Christ. If no one joins me, still I will follow. I have decided to follow Jesus Christ. Keep coming, I give you the count of 7. 1, 2. I have decided to follow Jesus Christ.
Five goals.
If no one joins me, still I will follow. I have decided to follow Jesus Christ. Place your right hand on your chest. All of you standing and say after me, Lord Jesus, I come before you today to hand over my life to you. Forgive me my sins. Today I have decided to follow you. No turning back. From today I go forward ever, backward never. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' precious name. Amen. I pray for you today. I declare the hold of the enemy broken. And I decree a new day and a new season for you. I call it done. In Jesus' name.